Alaskan biologists are working to help solve a deep mystery surrounding gray whales hunted by native groups in Chukotka, Russia. For decades, hunters have described occasionally harvesting foul-smelling whales that sickened anyone who ate the meat. In the last 10 years, the problem appears to be increasing. Now, Russian and U.S. biologists are working together to investigate the issue. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The affected gray whales are usually called stinky because of the unusual and powerful smell on their breath and in their meat.
I don't really like the word stinky as a descriptor because it's not very scientific, but that's kind of how they've been offhandly termed.
Cheryl Rosa is a research biologist for the North Slope Borough. She just returned from a trip to Chukotka, where she took samples to study from 5 gray whales. 4 of the whales appeared normal, but 1 was stinky. Rosa describes the smell as medicinal and says the meat is inedible.
People that eat them get sick from eating them. They experience anything from rashes or severe stomach aches to a numbness in their mouth upon contacting things like the blubber from these whales. They've described that even dogs won't go near the meat. It has such a foul odor to it.
The problem was first reported in the 1960s. Stinky whales were documented only sporadically until 1999, when the numbers of affected whales jumped suddenly. No one knows why. Since then, scientists have also heard reports of stinky walruses, seals, fish, and bird eggs. The Siberian Yupik and Chukchi natives in Russia, who subsist on the meat, are worried a human-made chemical in the environment is sickening the whales. But Rosa says she's interested in the idea that a biotoxin is to blame, a harmful algae.
We're very interested in if there's the potential that these whales are feeding in certain areas that may be exposing them to this type of algae. There's many different types of toxic algae. There's not just one. And trying to kind of focus down on what it is we're dealing with is possibly one of the solutions to this mystery.
Rosa is eager to study as many whales as possible to try to understand the problem. She helped deliver 2 large chest freezers to Chukotka so new samples of whale meat can be properly stored before they're analyzed in both countries. Rosa says the stinky odor has never been reported in bowhead whales near Alaska, but she says the North Slope Borough has a stake in helping neighboring Russia piece together a complex puzzle.
Of course, it's very interesting to figure out what this problem is in case it is a problem for us, but we would like to lend any type of scientific aid to Russia that we can.
The stinky whale odor is so strong, often hunters can detect the smell while the whale is still swimming and avoid harvesting affected animals. But Rosa says the problem is a big concern for native groups in Chukotka because they rely so heavily on the whales in their day-to-day lives.
Gray whales form a large percentage of the diet and protein in the diet in this area, and there's not a lot of other resources there. This is not, we're talking about an area that is not like we're used to here in the United States. They don't have a lot there, and it's very important that they have this food to eat.
Rosa says she's optimistic scientists will eventually get to the bottom of the stinky whale mystery. She says so far the biggest obstacles have been finding funding for the research and getting the necessary permits to ship gray whale samples from Russia to the United States. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.